Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
God, almost bloody missed that. So busy gasbagging with the man himself, Mr. Martin Peprel. How are you, sir?
Mate, I'm good, mate. Despite being in the misty hills of Wellington, where it's a bit wet and cold, I'm good.
Are you in the Christmas spirit?
You know, I'm about to dial into the Christmas spirit in a major way.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long year, Liam. We gotta celebrate. We gotta be thankful.
I actually, as much of a cynic as I truly am, I agree. This year has been bloody long. I might just try and enjoy Christmas.
You should enjoy it. Don't be the Grinch.
No, well, I'm going to try not be. It's just, you know, bits of it.
Yeah.
Annoy me. I think we put too many spices in all the food. It's a little excessive. But whatever. See, no, positive.
Positivity. What you need is, you need to get yourself some good palm wine.
Oh, fuck, I knew that's what you were going to say.
You need to get yourself a good palm wine. You need to, but you know, the interesting thing, right, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, palm wine, you know, you're thinking of the beverage, you know, one of the oldest alcoholic beverages, made from the sap of palm trees, you know, parts of Africa, Caribbean, South America.
I'll be honest, I had no idea palm wine was a thing.
It's a thing. It's an ancient alcohol. It's beloved. It's also a West African musical genre that was evolved among the Kuru people of Liberia and Sierra Leone. Portuguese guitars brought by sailors, combining local melodies and rhythms with Trinidadian calypso to create a light, easy, and lilting style. And it slowly worked its way inland. Really took off in the 1950s. So what's the connection? What's the connection with what we're talking about today? Okay, well, today we're talking about a recent album from an artist named Yatta, who's a Sierra Leonean-American vocalist, producer, and composer, who started out in the improvised, experimental, avant-garde underground in places like Houston and New York and Los Angeles. The noise music, the DIY stuff, High Street Project, Audio Foundation, the Dead Sea, Bruce Russell, Feedback, all this stuff. Started out in this sort of space, and Yatta was the manager of a really seminal experimental music venue in New York called Silent Barn that I was lucky enough to visit, actually, in, I believe, 2017, maybe, or 2018. Real epicenter, real hub. So you've got an artist who's a community leader, you know, running a space. You've met these sort of people before, right?
Yeah.
They're so into music that they go and run a place for people to perform in.
So that they
can perform more regularly also.
We know those types.
Yeah, and so what's happened is since then they started releasing music, and they captivated the New York underground and started sharing stages with people like Beverly Glenn Copeland, Laraji, Lorraine, the Sun Ra Orchestra, and even Cardi B. And over the course of this journey, there's a classic thing that you see, people who start at noise music, experimental music, they start to get interested in pop music, popular music, top 40 hip-hop and R&B. Sometimes they start making it. But they're a noise musician, so, you know, the version they make is always a little bit different to the version you might make if you'd started out as a member of the Mickey Mouse Club or as one of those <Disney artists. laughs> You know, it's slanted. They've got a slant on it.
What do you mean? This is totally what they'll be making.
Like, I'm just saying, there's different ways of, there's different points of view.
Yeah, so totally, this record, yeah.
So this record, Palm Wine, this has been created over over the last 5 years, back and forth across the Atlantic, songs recorded in London, LA, Houston, and NYC. Someone recently described it to me as it's like an album about breaking up with God and getting back together with God. So there's references to the palm wine genre within some of the music. There's also references to North American folk music within some of the music, groups like Iron and Wine. There's R&B elements, dance music elements. They've worked with a mixture of commercial producers and underground artists. So it's a real scrapbook of memories and moments on this narrative journey.
Yeah.
What we're going to listen to is a pretty easy one to listen to, but, you know, there's even a 90s pop-punk style banger on here.
Wow, really?
So the range on the record is pretty awesome. It's really one of those ones where you see an artist really stretching and trying out a huge array of different things, showing us what they're capable of. There's a few great interviews of Yata floating around the internet, funny character, sort of hilarious anecdotes talking about the period of time when she moved from New York to Los Angeles with her partner at the time, who was going to study. And in LA, first time in Yata's life, they discovered what hobbies were. Next thing they were surfing, they were doing pottery.
Yeah, right, wow.
They were just like, hobbies, leisure, relaxation. Oh, you don't have to just rise and grind 24/7.
Isn't that mind-blowing? That's so true. There would be millions of people in the world who don't think of it like that.
Hobbies. You know, I mean, it's like reading. I was, as someone who reads fiction and non-fiction for pleasure, just because I enjoy reading stories.
Yeah.
I regularly come face to the face with the reality that for many people, that sounds like a complete waste of time. And the only reason to read would be to learn something practical they need, like how to build a pizza oven or, you know, how to do some renos or some sort of Hustle Academy stuff about, you know, how to work the share market or how to get the cash. We've all got different ideas of what is a valuable use of our time. And,
totally.
Yeah, I think, you know, listening to music, you know, reading, watching films, these forms of relaxation where you're being exposed to essentially other people's point of view, perspective. You know, they're bringing, like, their whole life history and world to the stories that they're telling. I think that even if it seems like it's non-fiction or if there's no relevance to your life, later on down the line, sometimes there's huge value in having had these experiences in terms of how we connect with and relate to people in the world around us.
Totally. I absolutely agree. And, like, yeah, even those kind of moments you argue are less valuable, like, yeah, maybe it's just that their value's not immediate, you know?
Well, this is it. This is it. We don't know. You just don't know. Sometimes you've got to wait a few years until something makes sense. And also, I mean, just moments of common bonding. I mean, you know, I mean, you're a DJ now. You're playing DJ sets. You know, those moments of finding a song that connects you and the audience, and you see people in the audience connecting over it, and then afterwards people want to talk to you about the specific track you played, and suddenly friendships are emerging.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I kind of thought that was maybe a bit of a cliche until I started DJing, and it's really true. Like, that does happen. Like, people just...
Yeah, it's amazing, eh?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
When you get to the point where people start trying to... you're DJing, and afterwards people try to connect with you over tempos. Like, hey, so what are BPMs were you playing? That's a bit different.
No. When they start doing that, I'm just going to stop them in their tracks and just go, no. No, it's too much for me. I can't.
Yeah. When that started happening to me this year, I was like, oh, that's along. We'll talk about that another time. But anyway, so we got the track EPKWY.
Yeah. Does that stand for anything?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe if you listen really closely, you might clock something.
Well, there we go.
And this is Yatta dipping into jazzy soul, really showing off their vocal range. This is a soft introduction into this artist who's done so many interesting things.
Yeah, yeah.
Really building the brick and mortar building of scenes around them while they do the brick and mortar building on their own music. I really respect it, you know, because it's so hard just to make your own music. But to be making your own music and making infrastructure to allow people to present and share music at the same time, you know, to be so invested that you're like, it's not enough for it to be just about me. I want it to do this in a way that's generative and can create community and opportunities. Got to respect it.
Yeah, and I also respect people who are making music, like not consistent music, and are kind of spreading their wings and throwing things around. Like, there's something to be said for that, I think.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of really, how can I put it? You know, a lot of the great figures of pop music actually did quite radical reinventions stylistically on an album-by-album basis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even though some of those you think, okay, well, maybe the albums were pretty consistent. Maybe they had their disco era, then their post-punk era, then their, you know, their 80s rock era, their whatever era. Actually, when you go through, like, a lot of those big classic records, what you realise is there are a lot more range going on within them that you might than you might suspect on the surface. And it's always in service of the journey, the experience,
yes,
the ride.
Yes, no, so true. Sophia.
The album as the theme park.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining me for yet another one of my favourite segments of the week. Now, I don't quote me on this exactly, but I think a couple of weeks ago we actually surpassed our 100th Peps Pick anniversary.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It just floated by. We didn't even acknowledge it, but that's just because
it's even worse than that though, Liam. Like, I was trying to figure out when I first started doing segments like this on RDU.
Oh, like a million years ago?
Well, maybe 10 or 12. Maybe 12 years ago.
Jeez.
Oh. But, you know, we won't worry too much about that. Yeah. But, hey, 100, 102, 101, 102, this is good. 102 BPM.
Yeah.
It's a good tempo.
Oh, dear. Martin, have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Peace be with you.
There he is. That's Mr. Martin Pepper there, talking about today's song, EPKWY by Yatta. Enjoy.
Left on for me.
ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.